Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so curiosity more than criticism of what Brad Holmes did, and you know they've talked about it and gave their explanations, but that still doesn't mean you look at it and you go, well, okay. The idea is it's going to be intriguing to see the two fourth round picks in particular that they made that they could not let escape them. One was Giovanni Manu, who they gave up a third rounder next year, and the other was Sione Vaikai. We haven't talked about a bunch, but he was kind of the poor man's Taysom Hill, and he was billed as that because he played a number of positions, primarily a safety, but he played some running back last year and set a record. This was my favorite record in the Pac-12 before the Pac-12 dissolved. Set a record for most yards rushing in a game by a defensive back. And they gave up a fifth and a sixth rounder and a fourth rounder next year. Also picked up Philly's sixth rounder this year in the trade to get Sione Vaikai. Couldn't let him go, but they've told him he's going to play a lot of special teams and running back. Intriguing. You like it more and more, which is funny because he got one of their top 30 visits, and Kang and I had a good laugh one morning going, this guy is being billed as the next Taysom Hill, so we're going to have to bring it up for Gator and watch him squirm.
Right.
But there's no squirming. There's no squirming now. You like the pick.
I do. I'm more than warming to it. I do like the pick because he's not Taysom Hill. He's a guy that has a lot of position versatility. I'm surprised.
Like Taysom Hill.
Well, but Taysom Hill, they try to bill him as a quarterback, and he's not. What this guy was in college is not necessarily what he's going to be with the Lions. The Lions envision him as a running back and special teams guy. Now, Brad Holmes did say, hey, we may use him at safety down the road. Who knows? But he doesn't have, contrary to the previous caller, he doesn't have the high-end speed. He ran a 4.62 40 at the combine. Well, what he might have is football speed, mm-hmm. right? And he burst on the scene because he had two games offensively last year. One was against USC where he caught a bunch of passes for a bunch of yards and a couple of touchdowns, and the other was the one game where he ran for 154 yards on 10 carries or whatever it was. Asked to do, hey, we need you to help us out here. And they're like, what just happened? This guy just lit it up. This was awesome. And all the while being this heat-seeking missile on defense that likes to hit, the reason I like it is because I'm starting to appreciate more and more as the years go on, you need special teams guys. Special teams is going to play a much bigger role this year. And this guy being that missile can help to mitigate the damage done by the new rules that allow for people to actually return to football. So I'm going to like it from that aspect. I do think he has some versatility. You don't have to cut guys from the roster, but an extra running back. You don't have to cut Craig Reynolds if you don't want to. This guy's a special teams guy who can play some running back. Craig Reynolds is kind of like the same thing, but more of a pure runner. The only hesitation I had, it was a first guess that I had, was did they miss out on taking a running back? If they're drafting this guy as a running back, did they just miss out on taking one? Because Braylon Allen went a couple picks later,
yeah,
the running back from Wisconsin, who was awfully good as a runner.
Yep.
And that's the only hesitation that I really kind of have here. But I do like the versatility of this guy. He's a great athlete. He's 39.5-inch vertical leap. He fits the mold of a guy who loves football, and he's a football player, and that's what those guys want. So I understand it.
Yep. 248-539-9797. I'm more wait and see mode, but and curious. Curious about the 2 4th round picks. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Danny next in Warren. You're on 97.1. Hi, Danny.
Morning, guys. Champ and chump for you. Start my chump for all the reasons Gator gave the Capitals. Mm-hmm. Man, the champ's going to be so difficult. I want to shout out to the college graduates. My son graduated, and it's awesome every year, but these are the ones that graduated COVID senior year. So it's, kind of finally over. It was awesome.
Well, that's cool. Thank you for pointing it out. I have a graduate this year as well, and no, they didn't get to walk. We I'm really glad you brought it. We had a drive-through graduation, okay, at high school.
Oh, no. Did you?
In high school. And we went and got at the time, rented a Jeep. We put the top down and let them ride through. And I thought it was, we're going to make the most of this situation and try and have some fun with it. So we put the top down and did the drive-through graduation. Well, actually, we just recently purchased a Jeep, so we're going to do the same thing. We're going to put him in his gown and cap, and we're going to drive around with the top down like we did for high school as kind of a pay a little homage to that. But I'm glad, Danny, you pointed that out, because all these kids have been through a lot. Well, the ones who are graduating and the ones who aren't, or that have yet to graduate or already have graduated. I mean, kids lost a year or two. So, Danny, thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome. I actually called you often on this subject through the years, so it's hopefully I don't have to call you anymore about it. But good for you. That's awesome. And you deserve champ for that idea. But my champ, this is a tough one. The fans, they showed up. Everybody was great. The draft was great. I think I read only 2 arrests, all that stuff. But, the fans watching that sea of blue, that was awesome. So that's my champ.
Yeah, the Detroit showed out great. And I think we're the 8th city to host it. And I mean, doubling and tripling the number of people that were at the other city hosted drafts. We didn't mention Nashville. Cleveland also got it. But it really speaks to the passion here in Detroit. And it's funny because I remember that Sunday night game people were talking about this year, how great the city looked. We just followed it up with Detroit's so unique. Like, most cities are laid out in a grid, and we're laid out in spokes on a wheel.
Yeah.
And it isn't always the easiest to get around, but it really does add to some character. There's little pockets and enclaves.
Definitely character. Area. Yeah, that's
there's great cool. areas. Anyway.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Look good. 248-539-9797.
It's funny. When you say Nashville had it, now memory strikes me that the big thing about Nashville, remember we had people who were calling in, there were the stories anyway, about women that had planned bachelorette parties in Nashville.
Yes.
For that weekend, not knowing it was the NFL draft.
And they didn't know.
And they were miserable.
Yep, that was funny.
They made that plan.
John is next on 97 on the ticket. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing? We went down for the weekend, too. I took my grandsons down there, my daughter, and parked behind the Rensen.
Yep.
$15 parking, shuttle to the Rensen, walk right into Hart Plaza when you're done there. That was great. We went out, waited in line, got autographs from Amarad. He signed my youngest grandson's jersey, which they said he wasn't going to do because they gave out these plastic cards. Also got a ticket, autograph from Derek Moore, or Derek Barber, excuse me. He came around the table, took pictures with us. That was great. We also went, I don't know if you guys have mentioned it, but they had some really cool stuff going on at Corner Park. you know, the old ballpark.
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week. Yeah.
They're running football drills with the kids. They absolutely love doing that. And that was really a lot of fun for the kids that were out there. But all in all, what a great weekend for the city. Everybody with the people running each of the individual events, unbelievably well trained, and how to handle people and all that. I did try doing that 40-yard dash they had lined up there.
How'd it go?
Well, not too well when you're dragging a refrigerator behind you. You know, I couldn't believe it. I'm 73, and I used to be able to run pretty good. But
okay, hold on.
Not that day.
Hold on. You're 73, and you're surprised you're not as fast as you were?
Well, I knew I wasn't going to be as fast as I was, but I didn't think I was going to be that bad.
Dude, be proud that you finished.
I was proud that I finished. I didn't pull a hamstring. I didn't pull my groin.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. I swim a lot. So, I mean, it's not like I'm not in some kind of shape. But obviously, swimming and running are two different things.
Those are two different things. And I just looked it up.
I would say the fact that you participated, finished, and came away no worse for the wear is a victory for you, John.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing
your story.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.